The time is 7:46 now, and a new play opening next week in Winnipeg wrestles with deep moral questions and brings global issues to a sleepy town in rural Manitoba. Deserter is based on the real-life story of a U.S. soldier who escapes to Canada. But is he a deserter or a war resister? Daniel Tau Elaf is a Winnipeg playwright and the writer behind Deserter. Good morning.
Good morning, Nadia.
Daniel, set the scene. What's Deserter about?
Well, as you say, it's about an American soldier who has deserted the army. He was fighting in Iraq and deserted the army 13 years before the play begins. He is also wrestling with severe PTSD, and that's kind of, it's both the character's experience, but also a metaphor for his struggle to leave this behind and to walk away from this war and to live a good life and be a good person and do the right thing. And so we've come up with a very structurally complex play where he is, as you say, in this fictional, sleepy small town in Manitoba, also being pulled back and forth between there and Winnipeg present day and Iraq 13 years ago and his time in the military and what led him to desert all those years ago.
What gave you the idea for this story?
Well, the inspiration, and I'd say it's more inspired by than based on, but I heard Joshua Key speak. Joshua is a real-life American war resister in Canada and war deserter. He deserted the army. His book, which was co-authored with Lawrence Hill, is called The Deserter's Tale. And I heard Joshua speak, back in 2010 it must have been, and I just thought this is a really important story. And I want to delve into this.
What struck you about what he said that made you want to devote so much time and energy to telling this story?
As you said, it's these moral issues and issues of right and wrong and how to be a good person. It's, you know, moral is sort of this heavy word, but it is. It's what I care about. I grew up here in Winnipeg in the Jewish community. My grandfather was a Holocaust survivor, and the Holocaust was just so present from like an early age that I just sort of at the deepest level. It was always these questions of right and wrong and how to be a good person in the world. And that theme has really gone through my work as a playwright. My previous show, which I guess back then I hadn't written yet, but my previous show was a one-person show that I performed dealing with questions of banal evil and Adolf Eichmann, the Nazi bureaucrat who was sort of the most ordinary person you could imagine and sort of worked his way up the ladder and moved, you know, numbers from line A to line B, but they weren't just numbers. They were millions of people being sent to their death. And when I heard Joshua speak, I went, okay, well, this is, a very ordinary person who, for very ordinary reasons, got involved with something that he came to realize was terrible, that many of us sort of on the periphery, here in Canada. I still recall vividly the march against the Iraq war before it began. It was like minus 40, and it was more people than I've ever seen at a protest. There must have been thousands. I believe I was there with my mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. and of course they invaded anyway. There were I forget who I'm quoting on this. I believe there were more people protesting that Iraq war before it began than there were protesting the Vietnam War at its height. It was very clear to many of us that this was terrible. And then the pictures of some of the torture that was going on came out. The numbers about the number of people being killed. And so this is an ordinary soldier who was in there raiding civilian houses, you know, he would say, I think, terrorizing civilians. And he said no. And then what are the consequences? because the majority, and of course, it's not just Joshua. Jeremy Hintzman was the first very high profile war resister from that war. There were an estimated 200 war resisters in Canada at one point. I think the number is lower than that right now. But what are the consequences, right? Because the majority of Canadian society supported these soldiers and what they were doing. There was a lot of support, you know, both opinion polls and the many speaking events that, well, especially Joshua, but lots of them did speaking events and conferences. And the government, which was first the Paul Martin Liberals and then for a very long time, of course, the Conservatives under Stephen Harper, just smoked them out. Just waited and waited, and it faded from memory. And it's they were living minute to minute. It was like it was just you could be deported. I mean, of course, there are many people in this situation, but they were living minute to minute. Mm-hmm. They could have been deported any minute. No work permit, no health care, for basically doing the right thing and doing what. If we look at it, you know, 50 years in the future, we would have definitely expected them to do what we would have imagined ourselves doing. And so it's that sort of complexity of doing the wrong thing and getting yourself into all this trouble by doing the right thing. And what are the consequences? What happens next?
It's interesting because you're using the word right and wrong. And of course, that's very subjective, right? So it depends on who the audience is, what the experiences are. And in this, it's such a complex issue because you're dealing with war and morality. And like you said, some of it is set overseas. You've never been in the army or I'm assuming.
No, I haven't.
In Iraq or Afghanistan, what made you feel that you could tell this story?
Good question. That's always a question, right? When you're telling stories outside of your own life experience. I did the research as best as I could. And people have to come to the show. And, you know, hopefully people who do have that experience can come to the show. And, you know, I consulted with a lot of people. I read, there will be a bibliography in the program of the book. I read a lot of testimonies by soldiers, mostly Americans, some Israeli, because there's the commonality of the raids of civilian houses in sort of looking for bad stuff that's sometimes not very clearly defined and ending up in a lot of civilian houses. So testimonies from soldiers, conversations with American, war resisters who were there, as well as there was one of those books is by Iraq Veterans Against the War, most of whom are still in the States now.
I'm putting you on the spot here, and I don't mean to for you to kind of justify why you wrote this. I think actually it's very interesting because your experience as someone from the Jewish community, and given your grandfather's experience, I think actually does provide some kind of link and connection with this story. And I think the themes you've mentioned from your first play and infusing in this play, and some of the commonalities between the both, I think, is actually quite interesting to me when you came to writing this. What deeper understanding do you want the audience to take away from your play?
Well, I really feel that the audience has a job as well, and it's far from me to presume to do their job for them. So my answer is yes, I absolutely do want people to come away with some kind of deeper understanding, insights. We're setting up imagery, we're telling a story that I think every person who comes to see this play will be able to relate to. Going back to the previous, I did consult with an Iraqi playwright and a number of, some of what I read was, you know, journalists writing books about their time in Iraq, talking with civilians. So there's that, but it's also autobiographical in ways that are hard for me to explain, maybe even to the team working on the show. We have a fantastic team working on the show, four local actors and one actor who's in from Kitchener, and director Arne McPherson and designers. It's just I completely admire all the work that they've been doing on Deserter over the past weeks and months. I feel I'm learning by watching this play, if that's not a little presumptuous because I wrote it. But I do feel people will come away from this, and I would certainly be happy if they tell me what insights come to them after they see the show.
Daniel, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on the show, Nadia.
Daniel Tau Elav is a Winnipeg playwright. His new show, Deserter, premieres on May 17th and runs until May 27th at the Rachel Brown Theatre. Tickets can be purchased online. Just head over to movingtargettheatre.com.